This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Tuesday nights, right after episode 6 of Michelle season. We'll get into that. I got a lot of feelings about Clayton. I can't wait to discuss that. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about the amazing weekend we just had, man, down in Marco Island, Florida, for the David Ortiz fundraiser. A lot of really good people doing a lot of really cool things, and we were able to raise over $1.3 million, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think it's like 1.35 in 3 days that were raised.
Yeah,
that's just insane. The support that he gets just from everyone over the years, it's just incredible. It is my favorite event of the year, and I'm glad you finally got to be a part of it, see it, because I know you've heard me fucking talk about it a lot over the years. And now it gives you probably an appreciation, especially for like people who actually utilize their platforms. Mm-hmm. And everyone has a foundation, but his foundation goes to an amazing cause with kids with cardiac issues and troubles that can't afford mm-hmm. of cardiac procedures in the Boston and Dominican Republic.
Yeah. And you're right. Like you've, which was your fifth year, right? Did we say fifth mm-hmm. year? So, yeah. I've heard you talk about this event a lot, and it was exactly as I anticipate it being for the things you've told me. I mean, it was an incredible event from top to bottom with incredible people, very well done, very well put together. And some big names. They pull some big names, to come down and basically, they were bidding on a celebrity to play golf with, along with like a bunch of cool silent auction things and some actual auction items when we were there. So it was really cool, really cool event. So again, Eric, thanks for getting me. And I DJ'd it, Eric got me not only in to play golf there, but I DJ'd it as well. So it was really cool to be able to spin for, a legend like David Ortiz and some other guys as well, some other legends in the room. There's so many legends.
Like, it's really crazy because I don't, as much as I've been around sports, I don't fangirl over shit anymore. Mm-hmm. If you get me in a room with like Poppy or Red Sox, I'm like a little fucking kid.
Yeah, Wakefield. And
I didn't get to say this at dinner on Sunday. Like, they go around the room, kind of the team. It's kind of like the shit show me, like, dinner. Like, it's all over. We're all sitting there talking, and they ask the question, what was your favorite part for the weekend? And, like, being with you since day one, kind of, like, with the DJ stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, Saturday night when we're doing the after party, what I forgot to mention, like, one of my favorite things this weekend was seeing one of my favorite event of the year and seeing you be a part of that on the DJ side with how quick that is, mm-hmm. Happened for you, and seeing David in the DJ booth with us.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dancing and celebrating and like celebrating everything that they had just done that weekend, and like the load was off the whole team, and seeing everyone come together and just all that weight kind of off everybody's shoulders, because it's, you could breathe.
Yeah, it's over. it was, there were some really cool moments. There was a lot of pinch me moments this weekend for sure. Just the fact that, Eric got me and Jason in basically. And the fact that it was like,
the years, Ben's been a part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 years. But it was just funny that like 20 legendary football players for the most part, 10 baseball players. 20 baseball players, 10 football players and like 5 hockey players and then some other people thrown in there. And then me and fucking Jason from The Bachelor. Like, it's just so funny, you know? But at the same time, everybody was really, you know, welcoming and it was really fun. And we brought, I think, a different, you know, a different aspect to the event. Cause we took a lot of pictures of a lot of the wives. It was kind of worked out. A lot of the wives would come and be like, my husband wanted to come for, you know, Thurman and Ortiz, and I wanted to come for you and Jason. So it was
funny seeing like some of the, like the older gentlemen there, even there. Yeah. Like, the one guy must have been like 75.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me. Where's Blake? Do you know where Blake's at? Yeah. And then he like looked for you for 30 minutes to get a picture with you. Like,
yeah, a couple of those guys did. Another guy came up to me and was like, are you Blake? And I was like, yeah. He's like, fuck, man, my wife makes you watch that show and I love you, man. I was like, it's always funny. I love those moments. So an amazing weekend. Yeah. Thanks again, Eric. It was awesome. It definitely, I think right now is probably one of my favorite, other than like DJing major DJ shows. Like that's by far one of my favorite weekends of the year.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking with Hallie today. Also, I want to give a shout out to Hallie, Laura, Big Party, just the whole staff behind the event for what they do. It's so much pressure.
Oh,
I mean, like even the day of, I got a phone call. My partner, Ian Grubman, he's working it. Some celebrities canceled out. We're trying to fill in like 8 spots with celebrities last minute. And it all came together. And yeah, I was on a call today with Hallie and yeah, I mean, you're back next year already. They're like,
hell yeah,
calendars, we're good to go. Like once you're in my calendar, it's family, man. Once you're in, you're in. It's
hell yeah. Hopefully next year, me and Eric
are out is if you die, man. Like,
yeah, or you fuck up real bad. But I feel like that, yeah, I'll be all right.
Which is close. We did get a noise complaint and the cops got called on us on Saturday. And I was like, oh God, I was like, Hallie, did Laura find out? She was like, no.
I guarantee I'm not the first person to get a noise complaint at the David Ortiz fundraiser. From what I saw.
Might be on your first year, though. But
no way. The fact that it wasn't me, though. There was about 20 of us in my room for the after party.
But it was also, like, I walked out, and there was, like, 4 other rooms going really hard on our floor. So it wasn't just us. So.
I feel like all 4 rooms got a knock on the door, 100%.
And it was great, like, going a little ham with Jason a little bit.
Yeah, it was good to see me and Jay were able to let loose a little bit. And yeah, exactly. It's all, you know, Jay can be a little uptight here nowadays a little bit. So it was cool to see him let down his walls a little bit. Us boys. It was me, you, Jason, and Evan. And we were just, we golfed all day Friday together foursome. And then we shotgunning some beers. So it was cool to see everybody let down their walls a little bit, 100%.
Once he gets those dancing shoes on, man,
it's
those
over,
tight
man.
Pants, the tight shirt, like
it's over. He did the old wickety wickety on my fucking board while I was DJing. Oh, fucking guy. No, it was all in all a really good weekend. And you know, really romantic place. So come December of next year, guys.
Oh, I'm on a mission.
We are manifesting that we are going to bring a girlfriend to that hotel because Marco Island is such a quiet, quaint, and honestly romantic spot. And we were just sitting in our rooms like, man,
that first night,
she had some girls here with us.
That first night, I remember like, I think we were taking pictures of each other on the balcony. Yeah. The sunset looked like, it was the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen. It was like just an oil painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to start working here. I was like, I need to fly someone down here.
I know.
Like, it's just so lonely. Like all weekend, I'm just alone. I'm with fucking you and Jason. Like, God damn it.
I know. Next year we're manifesting it.
December 2nd through the 5th, ladies. Like, yeah.
Hey, maybe you can woo them with your pie baking skills.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to get into that next. It's Thanksgiving week. Yeah. What's on the agenda for you boys?
Yeah. I was just going to say, everybody, you know, that listen, we fucking love you guys. Thank you so much. We haven't really talked about how we've already reached 100 episodes. We kind of just skipped over that, but we're at like 105 or 6 episodes now. Thank you guys all so much, loyal listeners. I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving. You know, as this year kind of comes to a wrap, we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. Hopefully do some things for you guys as listeners. But I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving out there. Unfortunately, not unfortunately. I'm really excited. I just bought this new place. I'm hosting my first ever Thanksgiving here. So I'm pretty excited about that. And it's first Thanksgiving in maybe 20 years. Where my mom's stepdad and my dad and my stepmom, my stepsister, my uncle, my dad's brother, we're all going to be in the same place. So I'm actually really excited. It's going to be a big Thanksgiving at my place. So I'm pretty excited for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, Eddie, you?
What are your plans? I just ran to the grocery store this evening, bought me a turkey boob, And so I'll throw that in. Now, you know what? It travels such a nightmare, and I'm out here on the East Coast now. So I grabbed a turkey breast, grabbed some stovetop. Eric and I were talking before 1 year for my mom, because Eric and I are both mama's boys. And one of my mom's last Thanksgivings, I made homemade dressing. And, dude, I was 3 days of breadcrumb, cutting up chunks of bread, and then, you know, chopping sage and rosemary. And it was about 10% better than stovetop. And it was better, but I got stovetop this time, and I will boil some water and throw that crap in it and stir it up, and it'll be 90% as good as the day of chopping spices. And then I believe Eric's making pie.
Yeah, it's funny. We were just talking about this. We were talking about before you hopped on, and I'm about, right after we record this, I'm about to bake two pumpkin pies.
I got to
start, because it was like, yeah, Eddie just said, like, yeah, we're complete mama's boys. And as my mom gets older, it gets so much harder on her to do the meals. Mm-hmm. So it's like now I've taken on the role of doing like a lot of the prep, the cooking. And I'm like, God damn it, that's a lot of work. God bless.
Now you appreciate her. Yes.
All those years, like, you take that all for granted. And like, I'm responsible for doing the turkey now. It's like, I got to get up at fucking like 5 a.m. on Thursday to like just burn in the oven. Like,
yeah, it ain't easy.
Cut the skin, pull the skin back.
Another reason why we need girlfriends, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm prepared. So like, you know, yeah, like I feel like Elise and your parents are probably going to be doing a lot of the.
Well, they won't let me, bro. I could try and get in the kitchen, and they will not let me in the kitchen. It's going to be my mom, my sister, my stepmom, and Elise. No way am I getting in that kitchen.
And I'm stopping by tomorrow night for a second.
Yeah, we're gonna. No, yeah, kidding. It's there. Yeah, it'll be a fun Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think ladies, whenever a guy like invites you over and he says he's cooking, odds are it's going to be chicken and rice. Or like fish and rice,
or because that's apron, meal. That's home called. Chef. Yeah,
that's just called meal prep.
Yeah, he just took a fucking container in his fridge and threw it on the oven.
Made this shit on great. Sunday, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankful for you guys, man. Yeah. Thanks to everyone who's been with us. Yeah. Like, yeah, we didn't even give any credit to ourselves for all 100 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we thought about it like, or wait, are we at 103? Shit. We should have done something for our gigantic 100th episode.
Yeah. We'll do it. You know what? We'll do it at the 200 mark. We'll do it at the 200 mark. Go. Yeah. But yeah, all you listeners out there, hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving. And then before we know it, shit, Christmas is going to be there. Be here in the New Year's and start all over again. So, yeah. All right, let's
also
do this.
Well,
yeah,
also, we're still here. There's a couple big Bachelor.
Should we tell a week, couple? Like, this has been the wildest Bachelor fucking week ever. We'll be right back.
I mean, do you start with Tayshia and Zach?
Or? Okay, we'll start there. Tayshia and Zach broke up over the weekend.
What?
I mean, I'm not entirely shocked, just because I'd heard some rumblings and she hasn't been wearing a ring. But at the same time, I am, because they seemed happy at that marathon, right?
Yeah, it's like they just did that together, and that's a big moment for both of them.
And they seemed incredibly happy. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little shocking. I don't know if I necessarily saw them getting married, but I definitely thought it wouldn't end as abruptly as this. You know what I mean? And they had trouble. They've openly talked about how they had trouble a few months ago, where they broke up basically, but didn't go public with it. And they were able to reconcile. But yeah, man, I mean, it's sad. I, you know, it sucks. I think Zach's a great guy. Tayshia's a great woman. So it's a bummer. It's a bummer for both of them. I bet they're both hurting pretty bad. Neither of them put out a statement yet. No, on their Instagram.
And I saw Zach canceled a charity event tonight, I believe.
One of his runs, one of his release runs.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're both hurting immensely. I mean, the fact that neither of them has posted anything says a lot, I think. A lot. So yeah, that's a real bummer. But honestly, it's been such a crazy week that I feel like that's not even the biggest. That's like not even the biggest news, man. Because then we have Katie and her 12 days of messy, and she ends this bad boy,
oh, boy.
With messy. She's dating John. She's dating John, guys.
Did this happen to come together at a Blake Horseman show?
I don't think so. No, I definitely don't think so. I don't know, man. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think so. Her and John were hanging out long before Blended, you know? So it's like, I feel like there's going to be a lot more about this. I think there's going to be some more stuff that comes out. I think this is going to get messier. I think this is going to get messier.
Yeah. This mess is starting. You see Blake's mom commenting a lot today.
Yeah, she liked a couple things. I saw that. I don't know though. Blake seems like a pretty mature guy.
I don't think it's going to get messy with Blake. I think maybe his mom might get a little messy with.
Maybe, but there's clearly it did not end. I mean, I think there was even an article saying Blake was blindsided. He had no idea not only that they were breaking up, but that John was dating Katie.
And apparently the video she put out today, she was sitting next to Blake in that place.
Oh, brutal. Dude, savage. The fact that she chose that video with Blake sitting next to her went, oof, man, that's rough.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's rough. I feel for Blake a little bit in this. I mean, they were literally just engaged. They were engaged like a week ago.
Yeah, I just want everyone to find happiness, man.
Like, crazy, man.
It's a weird, weird world you guys live in.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. But I feel like there was even more news. What else have we missed here? There's got to be another one.
Yeah,
we could talk Hannah Brown and Pete all day to all that, dude. Yeah. This has been a wild week. That. I know. Hannah Brown and Pete apparently had sex before he got back together with Kelly. Maddie. Before he got back together with Maddie.
Or Hannah?
Dumped Hannah. Hannah Ann. Yeah, he had broken up with Hannah Ann, then slept with Hannah Brown, then got back with Maddie, then got with Kelly. If I can do that, I have some feelings about this because I think it's complete bullshit, unless it was talked about before, but apparently it wasn't. Hannah's just outing this man's sex life.
Yeah, I don't think he had any... Yeah, okay. She didn't give him any heads up.
No, I don't
that,
think he
should. To my knowledge.
And to my... That is... The most disrespectful, dirtiest thing. I think it's complete bullshit because if it rolls reversed and P outed her sex life, he would be fucking to sell books. He would be murdered. He would be murdered, man. And I think Hannah's got a lot in this book. I've read a little bit about what she's got in this book, not just tea, but also some other stuff about her childhood and life. And listen, I'm all for that. But when you expose a man's sex life, without letting him know, I think it's fucking terrible, man.
That kind of goes back to the whole double standard.
Huge double standard there, man. Huge double standard. It reminds me, not to bring this but it reminds me of Paradise. Had I exposed Caitlyn's sex life, I'm a fucking monster. You know what I mean? Like, there is a huge double standard there, we know, like, I don't think that's no surprise, but I just, and people saying, oh, Pete's so messy. Hannah Brown is just as fucking messy, man. Listen, I have no problem with Hannah, but she is just as messy, if not messier, than Pete. Can we think about how she went from, she went to Tyler and hung out with Tyler days after sleeping with Pete. And then did the quarantine, she's just as messy, man. Like, you can give Pete shit all you want, but you have to give Hannah the same shit. And I think they both deserve a little bit of shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. They both deserve a little bit of
Everyone's out here eating in the streets. That's why I just don't understand. Like, what?
I've said it exactly, dude. I've said it before. Everybody fucks in Bachelor Nation. I've said it before, guys.
Not just Bachelor Nation, in real life.
No, in real life, everybody fucks. So, I've said it before. Everybody fucks the Bachelor Nation, but it was a wild week, man. It was a wild week. It was a wild week.
Well, we did it for the kids, though.
We did it for the kids. Glad we were able to kind of escape down. And best part is me, Jason, Evan, and Eric were all sitting on the beach and predicted both of those things. Tayshia and Zach were going to break up, and then Katie and John were going to come out as dating. We nailed both those things.
We sure did. In our group text, it was funny this morning waking up because I was like, man, we're going to Vegas.
We need to go to Vegas. I know. It was pretty funny.
I hope Jason's prediction of you comes through.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see where that's at.
We'll see where that's
your
goes.
Assignment.
My project I'm working on. Let's get into this episode,
an episode tonight.
Yeah, let's get into this. That was the longest fucking banter we've ever done, 18 minutes. Damn. So let's get into this recap. Yeah. So the show kind of starts out. Listen, we're getting serious with some of these relationships. I didn't realize we're going into hometowns next week. I didn't realize that until this episode started. So this is a pretty big week. You know, hometowns are a big decision. She's down to 8 guys. So she's cutting in half. She's cutting in half to get to hometowns with 4 guys. So it's a big week. She talks kind of about that, you know, and it kind of opens up with her. Now she's talking, and this date that we're going to get here is real kids. These aren't actors. These are like real kids, her real students from Minnesota, which I think is amazing. It's so cool. But it kind of starts out with her talking to the kids. And then it goes into,
and by the way, can they just hire the kids as a host?
Dude, I freaking love.
Oh my God.
And again, these kids aren't even actors. The fact that they were saying some of these things,
that
I don't think they were prompted.
And that little girl.
Yeah.
The way that little boy was talking was, he built a fort.
Yeah. Big muscles, could probably carry a lot of groceries. Amazing content. But yeah, basically all the guys met the kids, and then the kids, you know, talked to them all day, had a fun little day with them. And then they let the kids choose who they wanted to go on the date. And there were some pretty cool moments. I loved how Rodney created like a handshake. Clayton built the fort. None of them liked Martin, which yeah. I think proved to be good instincts on the kids' part. But yeah, so at the end of the day, the kids choose Clayton to go on this date with Michelle. I'm super excited. We're finally going to get some Clayton content.
Did you know? Catch that little boy that asked Rodney if he shaved his nipples though?
Yeah. And Roddy's like, yeah, like, yeah, Manscaped. Occasionally. Yeah. It's like a Manscaped thing, you know? And the kid was just like shook. No, it was pretty fun little beginning to the episode. Yeah. Yeah.
The Clayton piece.
Yeah. So I'm all excited, right?
Like, yes. Know people still take limos, but if there's ever pizza and just candy, like, I'm in.
Dude, it was, yeah. Listen, I like Clayton, right? Let's start there. I like Clayton. I think he seems like a very sweet dude. Seems nice. Seems very endearing, which is strange because he's fucking like 6'5" and built like a brick wall, but yet he still comes off very endearing. And I was looking forward to this. I was looking forward to this.
Just how he was with the kids, I felt showed a lot.
Yeah, 100%. He's got a good heart. I do. I've been confused up to this point why we haven't seen enough of him. If we didn't, like I said last week, if we didn't know he was the Bachelor, I literally wouldn't even know he was on the season. Mm-hmm. Like, other than him beating the shit out of some of these guys in some of these contests.
Yeah.
These physical contests.
Screaming.
Yeah. I am the Viking. Yeah. Viking scream. So I was looking, like I said, I was looking forward to this date. All in all, it was cute. It was a cute date. He kind of loosened up. I think he's a little uptight, but it seems like he loosened up a little bit. He was dancing with Michelle. They played tag. I would love a museum date. I think that's really cool. They had the whole museum to themselves.
Night at the museum. Yeah. And like anything planetarium wise. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. And by yourself, like just you two, I think it's awesome. So I thought it was all in all a good date. Seemed like she was vibing with him a little bit. He seems to be really falling for her. At least he says he is.
And I do like how he phrased it. Cause I never heard that before. He's like, I'm kind of like a slow burn to open up.
Mm-hmm. Which is definitely true, I feel like.
Yeah, which I think is probably mostly true for most people.
Yes and no, yes. But then once you're in that environment, it usually gets you to open up a lot quicker. But I think even he's having trouble in that environment opening up.
Until he's got this like kind of one-on-one time, then it seems like he's very deep, I think. I think I said that last week. You see a lot of depth to him in all these conversations.
Yeah, I see that to a degree. I don't think he's as deep as some of these other guys, at least I know what we're seeing. But yeah, I mean, it was a good date. They go to the night portion, good conversation. But I don't know, Michelle is missing something, mm-hmm. right? She can't put a finger on it. I think, I can't even, like, what did he talk about even, like, at the night portion of the date? Like, I can't even really, nothing really sticks. I think he talked about the slow burn and how he's wanting to open up. He's starting to open up. I think
kind of like what he wants. And then like how he asked for her advice. I think at one point you've been on this side, how did you handle all that? And it definitely wasn't like a Bachelor, like
no
conversation. Agreed. Though.
Agreed. I was still a little shook. And then, you know, Michelle picked up the rose and she even said, she's
still
like, listen,
so fucked up. I will never understand why they still picked that up.
Oh, they have to.
Right, yeah. In front of them.
Yeah, they have to. They fucking
I'm not
have
giving
to.
This to you. Yeah. Set it back down.
They are definitely told to do that. It is. Yeah. Cause they got to keep us on our toes, you know, but she said, the first thing she said was like, listen, you literally, you know, you check every box on my checklist. Like you are an amazing man, but there's something missing. There's something not there. Mm-hmm. And he seemed to understand. And, you know, he was very, you know, he was a gentleman and everything. He took it well, went back into the limo, I guess, if you will, his limo exit. Wasn't a lot there, right? Like he seemed very level headed, didn't get emotional. Was just kind of like, this sucks. Like, you know, like, yeah. I hope she finds her guy.
But maybe he in his mind at that time was like, yeah, maybe she's right. Like, because like he probably saw like the connections with like Nate, Joe.
Yeah.
Brandon, it's just like, yeah, it's just like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it's any secret. They don't have a great connection. Yeah. I don't think that's any secret. And, you know, and I just don't see that. But then we get back to his room, right? Kids are waiting for him. They give him a big hug.
How about these fake ass notes?
Yeah, man. Yeah. They have letters written by the quote unquote kids to Clayton. Now, don't get me wrong. Maybe the kids had written a couple here or there, or even a sentence. But guys, that was producer. Those are written by producers. Some of the were genuine. The kid's in fucking fifth, you know, not even what grade, like third or fourth grade. And they think he's using the word genuine. And the handwriting was superb handwriting.
Oh, yeah. It was
superb handwriting.
It was perfect.
Perfect handwriting.
And that little boy saying, can me and my little brother come to your wedding?
Yeah. What?
He doesn't even, what?
Talk to him for an hour today. Guys, this is the most, and I'm not, this is not on Clayton. But this is the most desperate attempt I've ever seen to get somebody edited to be The Bachelor, because they couldn't edit it to be him be heartbroken because he wasn't. He wasn't heartbroken, you know?
He doesn't have that good in the limo, but they
no, yeah, but they cried with these kids writing them. So in my opinion, this was the producer's desperate attempt, grasp at getting him to not only break down, but getting us to see a storyline. And the storyline was clearly how badly he wants a family, a wife, and that he will do anything to find that. Cause that was like the line that he kept saying there at the end in his little last ITM. That was his Bachelor moment. For me, dude, it didn't resonate. It didn't resonate for me. It just, I'm not looking forward to his season, man. I'm not looking forward to it.
He is what, seventh?
Seventh. Which we've had a couple seventh placers before. Don't get me wrong. But they had a huge storyline. Katie, huge storyline, anti-bullying. She was like seventh, eighth, sixth, whatever. Hannah Brown, seventh, eighth, maybe even. And she was like the whole, what was her thing? She was like the monster thing. Like she, I can't remember her line or whatever. So they all had screen time. Now that would be different if Clayton was seventh, wasn't heartbroken, but had a ton of screen time. But it's neither, man. It's neither. I don't know Clayton and I don't feel sorry for him for getting dumped. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, because there was no love story there at all.
And the reason people tune into this show is to see the person find love. And I think the last three or four seasons, guys, the reason it's been plummeting in ratings, listen, there's a lot of maybe variables, right? But we had Claire. A lot of people didn't know Claire. A lot of the new audience didn't know Claire, wasn't that excited to see her fall in love.
Then no, on her season, Dale from day one. There were connections with
But even before that, like people weren't excited for the season. I was like, Matt James wasn't even in Bachelor Nation. We didn't give two shits this man fell in love because we don't know him.
Yeah, you just knew him as Tyler's boy.
It's just like, I don't understand what these people are thinking, what these producers are thinking, man. We talk about going back to the basics, going back to what made this show incredible. That was picking somebody in the top three who was heartbroken, who we clearly saw genuinely was in love, was heartbroken, and we root to find their person. To find love.
And that and the audience was captivated and had a connection with the contestant.
I think this is going to be a train wreck, man. I'm just going to say it. I think this is going to be a train wreck, dude.
This might be the worst season of The Bachelor of all time.
And it's not Clayton's fault. We'll put that out. We're going to say that. It is not Clayton's fault. Clayton seems like a great guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he's even boring. It's just the way they've set him up for failure, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just he's going to fall on the sword.
Yes. It's just insane to me, man. And I don't, I just, it's crazy, man. And I think they know it. And that's why they're trying to get another bachelor season in, man. I think they know it. I don't know. I'm just shook. Whew, it's a lot. Hopefully I'm wrong. Fuck. Maybe I'm wrong. It's going to be the best bachelor season ever. I just don't see it, man.
It's going to be the most dramatic. I'll tell you that.
I just don't see it. So yeah, she sends Clayton home. We go to the next group date. And dude, I don't know if I'd want to be on this date. And I'm a bit of a country boy. This was kind of, you're literally milking cows and shoveling shit on this date.
Yeah. And making, churning butter.
And churning butter.
Have you ever milked a cow?
Once I have. I have in Nebraska.
It's not easy.
No, man. It's not easy.
It's kind of like teat.
Yeah.
And it's, you got to squeeze that right.
There's like, a lot of technique. To it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure Eddie being from Oklahoma, he's probably done it a time or two.
A lot of technique in there. Not the easiest thing to do. Shoveling shit. A lot of work. I've done that as well. A lot of work. I've never churned butter.
I've never shoveled shit.
Really? Oh, I've shoveled before. I have shoveled shit before. I helped out on a ranch a couple times, but I've never churned butter. But there were some cute moments. I just love Rodney, man.
So do I.
He's funny and charismatic.
Did you see Martin blast him tonight?
No.
Yeah, he released
on the show.
No. On his press release, if you will, on Instagram.
No, what'd he say?
Give me 1 second. I saw it on Bachelor Scoop.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, at the end of his basically poem, he writes, it's like, P.S. I don't pretend or hope for anyone to like me. I'm not Rodney Matthews.
What?
So what the fuck? How is he throwing shade at that
way
dude?
To make people not like you even more, Martin? What?
Yeah. Like,
that makes zero sense to me.
Rodney was having so much fun with this fucking date.
Like, and I don't even, I mean,
and he's been
pretty
consistent the whole season. Like, how? Where's that misconnect?
Dude, I think Rodney is one of the more charismatic, funnier dudes we've ever seen on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he seems,
he'll do whatever, has fun with it.
Yeah, there's got to be a story behind that. Maybe we'll hear that eventually. But what a stoop! Like, why even add that at the bottom?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? That makes zero sense to me. What bizarre. I don't know. It's so bizarre. Mm-hmm. We'll get to Martin. We'll get to Martin for sure. We got a lot to say about Martin. But
how about Nate? Did Nate fake that injury?
I know. Nate was smooth.
But then, like, he played it off pretty well. Like, he was gone.
I think
gone
he might actually
time.
Hurt himself. I think he might actually hurt himself. But just in general.
Took advantage of it.
Yeah. And Michelle took advantage. Michelle was like, oh, you're going to act? I'm going to go help Rodney. Yeah. She was like, you're going to act her? I'm going to go help Rodney. Nate smooth. He just is, man. Mm-hmm. Nate smooth. He knows they have a connection and he knows it. You know, he's just kind of like playing into it. Yeah. Because he would kiss her and what was she saying? She's like, not cool off or something. She's like, keep it in check. Check yourself or whatever. He's like, keep it in check. I love their chemistry. I love their connection. But this date portion, it was a fun, I guess, but I wouldn't want this date.
No.
We go into the night portion. It is so obvious that it's between two people, though. Listen, I love Brendan. I love Rodney, all these other guys. Dude, Joe and Nate are the two. Joe and Nate are F1, F2.
My guy Brandon from week one, though.
Listen, his one-on-one date we'll get into, intense. That was intense. Intense. But I still think it's between Joe and Nate. I really do.
I think I'm going to throw him up to the second. I think it's going to be Nate and Brandon.
Brendan, do you?
Brendan, yeah.
So
night portion, we start off basically Martin falling all over himself again tonight. Just like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, Martin he's talking, literally talking shit about Michelle to her boyfriends. Like, what did he think was going to happen? You know? We don't usually talk shit on guys. I very rarely bully and everything, but this dude is making it hard. Like, he kind of sucks because Olu handles it well. He goes in, tells Michelle kind of what
100% the correct way to handle this.
He handled it very well. And more than anything, I think it's the fact that Martin has two faces, right? Martin has a face with the guys and he goes and acts like a, you know, like he's in love with Michelle and this is amazing experience, blah, blah, blah.
He throws shades and then says he wants her to come meet the family. Like, yeah. What?
So,
and everything, if you've noticed, everything to him is a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
Everything, every conversation is a misunderstanding.
It is exactly what it's gaslighting, right? It's mm-hmm. never, it's always you're misinterpreting me. You're not understanding what I'm saying. You know, it's your fault. It's gaslighting. Michelle confronts him and he straight out lies to her.
100%.
Straight out lies to her.
And he says it's a misunderstanding what he told the guys.
Yeah. It's a complete, I mean, this dude is just brutal, man. Just
and all brutal. He does is deny.
Yeah, just brutal. And she handles it pretty well. You can tell she gets pretty upset because he wouldn't let her talk. She kept trying to talk mm-hmm. and he kept interrupting her and that started to piss her off. And finally she was like, bro, you got to go. Like, listen, yeah, you're not my guy. And he goes, I hope you find your soulmate. She's like, thank you.
And just like a complete ass in the car. Like,
oh yeah.
I wouldn't even give her the time of day. I wouldn't even give her the time of day. Like, what?
He said a woman like that doesn't deserve me.
Oh yeah.
Well, fuck you, guy. Fuck you.
What are your real thoughts on him then?
I know, man. I don't get riled up. I know. And I don't get riled up, but geez, man, this guy just, I couldn't believe he said some of those things, man. So disrespectful.
Root of the story, don't ever trust anyone with frosted tips.
Dude, you know what? I think we called this when we went through the fucking cast list. We were both guy. I think we did, dude.
I think I called him. I think he's a little scummy.
Yeah, dude. And I think I said, I think it was going to be drama. I think I was like, he's going to be drama. I think, dude. I was like, it's the fucking razor marks in his hair for me and his eyebrow. I think
the three lines.
Man. Yeah, the lines in his hair and eyebrow for me. I think we called it. We're just going to say we called it. So she sends him home at the group date rose the group date cocktail party. Then she goes on and gives the rose to Nate, right?
Nate. Yeah. And I was going to ask, like, are you kind of surprised that Olu didn't get the rose in this moment?
So, yes. Well,
because like it wasn't bashing or like talking shit or stirring the pot how he did it. He did it and she utilized it.
The reason I think she didn't give Olu a rose because she don't plan on bringing him to hometown.
Yeah, which is pretty true. Because even like, yeah, like I love Olu has been a complete general. Like he's awesome this season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's not much of a connection there either.
They never show their conversations, which is how you mm-hmm. know there's not much there. And yeah, listen, if this was last week, 100%, I think he gets the group date rose. But this week it's of hometown rose. And I don't think she sees him at hometown. So no, I'm not shocked. Nate gets the rose. So going into, well, let's move on. We're not there yet. So yeah, Nate gets rose. We go into the night or the next 101 dates. Your boy, Brendan.
Guy. He gets the hometown, basically.
Yes, dude. This is a big date. They go to around
shit.
Her, not only hometown, because, dude, leads don't even get hometown dates. Like, usually you not meet the end, leads. Right?
Final three?
Not even. You meet the leads' parents at the destination.
Oh, that's right.
You don't go to their home. Two.
Yeah.
You don't even, not even, I didn't meet Becca's family in Minnesota. I met Becca's family in the Maldives.
Yeah.
Yeah. He met her parents and family in her hometown, in her home. Yeah, her childhood home. This was huge, dude. This was huge. They had a cute date. They're eating ice cream together, blah, blah, all that. They go back to her house. They get in the hot tub. They have some steamy makeout sesh. Clearly
set up.
It's not
planned, right?
But yeah. I am totally all four setups like this.
Yeah, this
her
is
parents
a good one.
Walk in to them just fucking getting hot and heavy in the hot tub.
I'm just gonna say that. I'm just so glad he didn't have a Ben Higgins moment when he stood up.
He did not. At least I didn't notice. Because that could have been easily been the case. Shaking the parents' hands.
Little six to midnight action.
Yeah, yeah. But he was just shook. It was so funny. He was just like, oh my God. Yeah,
his face, he turns around. Yeah. Oh.
I think Michelle knew it was coming a little bit. She was kind of smirking while
they
were kissing.
You could see the smirk while they were
kissing. Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so, and I'm sure the producer was like, kiss each other. So yeah, it was great. And then they sit down, they get dressed, they sit down, they chat together. It's really cool. First of all, Michelle's parents are adorable. Their relationship is so cute. So fucking cute.
Talk about couple goals.
And I think it says a lot about who Michelle is and why Michelle is the person she is.
My so man cute. Brandon killed it though here.
He did.
I don't know your I'm very interested to see your thoughts, but I love what he did.
I thought it was cringy as fuck. I'll be honest.
See, but you also said it was cringy in the beginning and you didn't like him. I see what he's doing because I think what he did was seize that moment for later if he does get that moment to propose. Because you might not, well, I guess you would get that moment if you are F2.
Yeah, 100%.
But these seasons have been a bit weird.
No, like 100%
he gets that and moment. Everything. But
100% he gets that moment, dude. But there like hasn't been a single season where you don't meet the...
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Listen, I get it.
I kind of respect it. He was in the moment, man.
I'm not. Okay. I respect your opinion.
And he is old school. Like, he did admit that. He's old school. And like, I don't... That's my opinion.
I get it. And listen, I did say at the beginning, you're right. I get it at the beginning. He's cringy because like some of his lines are like way over the top, but I do think he is genuinely in love with Michelle. Mm-hmm. His feelings for her are very genuine, either he's the world's greatest actor. And I don't think that's the case. No. So I will say that before I was like, oh, he's just saying lines. But now I really do think he is head over heels for Michelle. But listen, he has known Michelle 3 weeks because the first few, especially these seasons now where we're traveling again, these first few weeks, guys, or episodes are very fast. These 6 episodes were filmed in 3 weeks. And now the last 4 episodes are filmed probably in 4 to 5 weeks. So you get a lot more time from hometowns on. You get a lot more time with the lead. So for me, this is cringy as fuck because listen, I've been on the show. I proposed. I get it. Maybe I'm, you know, this is kettle calling whatever the black or whatever that saying goes. But dude, he's known her for a half hour. And he sat down with her parents after making out with her in the hot tub. And just meeting and being like, I want to, like, her parents handled it phenomenally. My family would have been like, the fuck? Like, I think like my family would have been like, what the hell is going on? But for him to ask for her hand, some people think it's sweet. I thought it was way over the top.
Correct me if I'm wrong, on your season, that date when you guys were in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you said you had started feeling.
Falling in love. This was the week.
Right?
This was the week.
So how can you hate on this man?
Bro, I said I was falling in love. Not I'm going to marry you and I'm going to ask your parents for your hand in marriage. Fuck. I didn't say I loved her until Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
Dude, there were still 8 dudes. There's still 8 fucking guys.
I loved her parents' like response though. They were like, whatever Michelle sees, we will support, basically.
Yeah, which every parent always says. You know?
Yeah. But their delivery is so genuine and sweet. And you could tell it's not bullshit like most parents in that position. Probably be like, yeah, whatever, son.
Yeah. I feel like some parents would have been like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And even when they were asking the questions, like, you could see he was winning over moms a bit.
Maybe. Listen, I think Brennan's a great guy and I think it was genuine as fuck. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a lot, man.
I probably would have. Like, you live in that lot. Like, goddamn, I'm an idiot.
A lot. But you're gonna see them again.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot. I get it. I'm sure a lot of people thought it was super cute.
Shit, I loved it.
Listen, it's not old school though. It's not old school. Like everybody, every season, guy asks for her hand in marriage. It's not old school.
And I feel like he's taking advantage of the moment. We always say you only have a certain amount of time. Seize that moment. He
but
did.
You're going to see them again.
I know.
I don't know. I get it. I think a lot of people see it differently. It just wasn't a move I would have made. We go to the night portion of it and they have another amazing part of the date. And Brennan gets rose. Don't think we're shocked by that. Brennan gets the rose. They have some like Michelle, I think at this point is like fucking into Brendan, man. Brendan came out of nowhere for me.
I mean,
you've been a fan of Brendan for a while
since the first episode,
dude. She fucking is smitten.
They have like that childhood crush, like cute little thing. Like it's different than like that grown up shit.
She is smitten, dude.
Yeah, totally.
I was kind of shocked. I'm not gonna lie. I was shocked by some of the conversations, not only the conversations that were had, but the way she was reacting to him during their conversations, I was just like, damn, dude, she is like the way she's looking at him, the way she's kissing him. Like, you can just tell. I'm like, man, she is into Brendan. So
even when, I mean, when he presented her with, like, my mom said, if I find that girl with the bracelet, like, she was like, oh
yeah. Like, dude, she's smitten. So good for Brendan, man. He has played this game well. And I genuinely think he's very much into her, very much into her. He's just, I love how, like, he's like a golden retriever. He just seems so happy all the time, right? She's like, every single thing she does and they're doing together, he just seems so happy and just excited to be there with her.
Every time she walks in the door, he's just going to run.
His tail starts wagging, yeah. You know?
Like, I almost see that with Nate, too. Like, whenever she, Nate glows, too. Like. Yeah,
I see it with Nate, too. So, listen, not shocked that he gets rose. Not shocked that Nate has a rose going into the rose ceremony. Also not shocked that Michelle decides to cancel the cocktail hour. This is very common this week, you know, with the rose ceremony. Usually you honestly know, and I think that's why Olu didn't get the rose. Only got
two, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
at that point,
they cut the rock cocktail hour. They knew, she knows what she's gonna do. Not shocked by that. She ends up giving the rose to Joe. Yeah, kind of expected that. I wasn't sure if Rodney was getting a rose. I thought Rick might sneak in there. But our boy Rodney gets the rose. I'm really excited. Yeah. I just want more Rodney, dude. I don't want to meet his parents.
I'm going back to our episode 4 notes here. Yeah, in my top 5, I had Rodney finishing 4th.
Did you? It's pretty good.
A couple weeks ago.
I didn't think he was going to sneak in there, man. I just didn't
like that dude, man.
I do too. I love him. And I can't wait to meet his family, because I think his family's going to be funny as fuck too, because he's hilarious.
They're going to be gassing each other. It's just going to be a comedy show.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited for his hometown.
And your guy, who you've been riding, Rick, doesn't get the rose.
I'm bummed. I'm not shocked he didn't make hometowns, but I did think they had a pretty good connection. I just think she likes Rodney more. Like, I don't see her marrying Rick or Rodney, but I just think she likes Rodney more.
Yeah, I could see Rodney because because of that conversation that they had about her parents and how he reminds her a lot of her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, that conversation they had, they said they're best friends and always joking and laughing. Rodney does bring that element.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does. You're right. He does bring that element. I feel like
Nate does too a bit, because Nate's kind of a goofy dude too.
Nate brings both.
He brings seriousness. Yeah.
Like, and the connection. Yeah. That's the difference, I think. But I actually really like this top 4. I really like this top four. Nate, Joe, Rodney, Brendan. I like this top 4. I think it's a great top 4. It's going to be good hometown. Bro, is this the first ever POC? Oh my gosh, it is. Not a single white guy in the top 4. Wow, that's awesome. That is so, I just realized that. That is really cool. And Michelle is black. That is really cool. Wow. So that's a big deal. Yeah. That's a huge deal.
And I could honestly see her with any of these dudes and be pretty okay. Happy. Like, cheering for them, like, let's go, whoever it is.
No, agreed. It was suck to see Olu go.
Yeah.
First of all, can we talk about the jacket he rocked?
Yeah.
I mean, that fucking, only Olu could pull that off, man. That was such a dope jacket. No way I could pull that off.
He looked fucking good. I wear some outlandish shit.
Good. But it wasn't even that. It was like classy. I don't know. Good, dude.
Like, just different, out the box.
Way out of the box. But, yeah, I was, you know, bummed to see him go. Rick, too. I think Rick's a good dude. They both seem like great guys. So.
I hope we see more of Olu. And I hope
both those guys hit paradise. Both those guys are hitting the beach. Yeah, for sure. So,
we'll see Martin down there, too, just because of the bullshit he brings.
I don't know, man. He might have fucked up too bad. I don't know, man. I don't think people want to see him. There are villains people want to see down there. But when you're a total dick, I don't know, man. He may not be down there, dude. He may not. We'll see. Maybe. I'm excited for next week, guys. Hometowns, good final 4. I'm excited to meet these families. All in all, decent episode. You know, nothing crazy, but decent episode. Preview looked pretty much the same as most previews. Little drama, love story.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody gets called out for being two-faced. I don't know. We'll see. Tune in next week.
So before we get out of here, so who are your F2 then?
Joe and Nate. Nate's my right now. Nate's F1 still. Joe's F2. Yeah.
Nate's been my F1 whole time. But I think I'm going to go, fuck, this is so hard. I don't think it's Joe. No. I'm going with one of the other two. I'm going to go damn it, Brandon.
You got to go.
Stick with Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. The whole time. He's been your boy.
Nate and Brandon.
Brandon is left too. Okay. All right.
I think Rodney's going to finish fourth, Joe third.
Yeah.
Like this whole season close out.
I think Nate, Joe, Brendan, Rodney. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see. All right, guys. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.